As you know, we're in the middle, or just beginning our 39th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. You probably have noticed a lot of the donation boxes scattered all throughout our listening area. We're just asking that you drop off a new unwrapped toy any place that you see. All these gifts go to families that are just struggling this holiday season. We certainly cannot do it without the support from the business community and places such as Winthrop University, specifically Winthrop Athletics. We're excited to have on the show this morning Mark Prosser. He's the head men's basketball coach for Winthrop University. And let's welcome Mark, Coach Prosser to Palmetto Morning. Good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning. I appreciate you having me. It's been too long.
Yes,
I thought I did something wrong last time. I haven't seen you in a while.
Come back anytime. I was going to call you Mark, like we can go
That's
back.
That's okay. Yeah,
like we're friends. Yeah.
We are friends. Please. Oh, man. Well, we know you have a game tonight. We're going to get to that in a minute. But explain a little bit what the holiday season looks like for you as a coach, for your players, specifically Thanksgiving and beyond that.
Yeah, I think it's unique for us because, you know, our sport sort of transfers over, you know, a lot of the major holidays, right? We're a fall and spring sport. We're sort of a winter sport. So our kids, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and it hopefully it goes into their spring break as well if we do what we're supposed to do on the court. And so it's unique for our student athletes as far as, you know, how much time that they spend away from home. These holidays are special and they're time that you should spend with family. And, you know, and so understanding that and trying to do the best that we can planning wise as those holidays fall, you know, smack dab right in the middle of our season. So it is. They have to sacrifice some things. You know, we all sort of do when it comes to time at home and time with family. And it's part of, you know, it's part of it, but it doesn't make it any less difficult, I think, for the kids and their families. And so, you know, we try to make it as seamless as possible and give them that experience of the holiday as much as we can. And they'll be able to get home for Christmas. But most people, you know, and most college students get maybe a month for that entire break between fall and spring semester. Our kids will get 3 days. And then they'll have to be back. And then they'll have to fight travel, the ones that do have to fly home. So it is unique, but, you know, but we do. Our kids are well taken care of, and we'll make sure that they have a special experience as much as possible if we can provide that for them. But nothing's like being with family on holidays. We all know that. And we'll try to plan accordingly on the front end to make sure they get as much as they can.
Well, we were talking before the microphones turned on that you are taking care of some that just for whatever reason just can't travel this Thanksgiving season. And you have a whole team kind of experience, which I think, again, just continues to build the bond between your players.
Yeah, I think, you know, you see a lot of those, like, the multi-team events that are going on now. There's one in Maui. There's a lot going on. And so you take an entire team and travel. And that's wonderful if you can do that. We've done that before, places that I've been. And then you're sort of having everybody together, everybody having a Thanksgiving feast sort of meal together.
A game, of course.
After a game, yeah. In a hotel ballroom that's very sterile and it doesn't have that's the right. same. And so, you know, what we have a game tonight. We're going to have a little bit of a sort of a team workout in the morning because what we want to do is get them out of here for the ones that can go home. You know, we'll give them off Friday and off most of Saturday as well. And so you get that full day on Friday. And, you know, we don't play again until the following Tuesday, I think. It's hard. I don't even know what day it is necessarily right now. We've played. This is our ninth game already, and it's 3.5 weeks into the season. So, you know, but, you know, want to give those kids the opportunity that can travel home to the opportunity to do so carefully because travel around the holidays is always very dicey, you know, and the ones that can't, because we do have some kids from a distance. We have, you know, we have a really good program, as you all know. We have a place and a university and a department and a program that we can recruit, you know, internationally, including nationally. So we have kids from, you know, all over the place. And so, you know, for the kids that can't travel home because we'll come back and practice on Saturday, we'll have them over to our house if we, you know, for anybody or make that available to them. I don't want anybody to come that, you know, unless they want to. And, you know, everybody's holiday experience is different. We don't want to force anything upon our student athletes, but, you know, that opportunity will be there. My kids are really excited about it.
Sure.
You know, and so we'll have some family in town as well, and it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to having as many of the guys over as want to come by.
And some basketball. Some people play football. I bet you play basketball.
We do. We have it'll be a lot of you know, video game basketball, a lot of 2K, okay. Probably.
Okay.
My son will challenge every student athlete that comes over to a 2K game. That's what he does. And there is a basketball hoop outside, but they'll probably spend a little more time inside playing video games, which is, you know, I guess in and of itself, that's wonderful.
Yeah, great.
We are in action tonight. Tip off is at 6:30 there at the Coliseum. If you can't make it, of course, you can listen to it on our sister station, 94.3. You take on Everett.
Averett.
Averett. Yes, you're 5-3 on the season. Pretty good start so far. Talk about the nuts and bolts of the game tonight and how important it is to have that local crowd come out and support these student athletes.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think, you know, it's easy to say, you know, Averett is a Division III school. It's easy to say, you know, that could be, you know, will that game be entertaining? Will that be something that I should invest my time in? And I understand that. But trust me when I tell you they're good. They're 5-0, you know, and they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. They won a game the other day at home against a top 10 ranked Division III team. And so it's a great challenge for us. You do run into this, and having been around it for a little while, it's like that last game before a holiday, it's typically like somebody wants to be there, somebody doesn't, right? Somebody's already sort of checked out and they're thinking, you know, about dinner tomorrow night, or they're thinking about whatever it is next. And so, you know, it's sort of, you know, the last day of an MTE. We had, you know, the MTE that we had multi-team event down at Rock Hill Sports and Event Center, and it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And typically by Sunday, one team is ready to go home and the other team actually wants to be there. And so this is one of those moments as well, and understanding that, you know, having coached at a Division II school that is now Division III, when you get these opportunities, it's like your Super Bowl. And so you're going to play as hard as you can. You're going to go, and you really sort of have nothing to lose. So it's a great challenge for us. They have good players, and making sure that our kids are ready to go, and all of that, understanding that, you know, our kids will be ready to go, we'll respect our opponent and play really hard. And so, you know, I do think when our kids do that, we have a fun brand of basketball to watch. And we do have a lot of really good kids and some local kids and a team that's easy to support. And so hopefully people will come out and spend some time with us before before all the holiday craziness starts tomorrow or tonight, I guess, or last beginning of the week.
Yeah. So you're saying if the family in town is already driving you crazy,
they need to come out to the basketball game.
Need a little distraction. We're happy to provide that for you for a couple hours, certainly.
I love it. I had a chance recently to check out the slam dunk for second grade that the second graders within the Rock Hill School District went to watch the Winthrop women's basketball team play. And just seeing how excited the kids were and the signs they made, and then the players, you could tell it was, they were just, the kids were yelling the individual players' names, the kids were yelling cheers, you could just see the smile on the players' faces.
Those Education Day games are so much fun, and it may, though the kids may have no idea who they're cheering for. It's kind of crazy. It's like every time a basketball goes in, everybody's cheering, and you have a home game, you're like, why is everybody so excited right now?
That's exactly what happened,
but there
too.
there really is a buzz in the Coliseum. I mean, you could hear it. We were in our offices yesterday preparing and pulling our hair out because Averett is good about scheduling this game, but you know, trying to prepare the right way. But you could just hear that energy and that buzz all the way into our offices from the Coliseum floor.
Well,
really cool.
I would think that it not only does great things for the students and the teachers and to boost morale within the district, but it probably does great things for the team as well to see that they're rallying around them like that.
There's no question. Anytime you walk in there and there's a big crowd, it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, it's, you know, it gives you a little bit of energy. It gives you a little bit of, you know, sort of pep going into the game. And, you know, just that, like I said, that energy and that buzz and screaming and yelling, that stuff does make a difference. And, you know, if it's an 11:30 in the morning game and there's nobody there, it's got a little bit of different vibe to it. So those education games are really, really cool, and cool for the kids too.
Absolutely.
Coach Mark Prosser is the head men's basketball coach for Winthrop University. They've got a game tonight at the Coliseum. Tip off is at 6:30. Go ahead and get your tickets now. If you can't make it to the game, you can listen to it on our sister station 90s on 94.3. Winthrop is a big part of our Toys for Happiness campaign. Y'all have done this for a long time. Just as a special way for the university to get involved and to help those that are just kind of struggling this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's so easy, and you know, I heard you guys mentioning social media and things like that before. It's so easy to get wrapped up in negativity and things that are going on, and you know, to understand that people are inherently good, and so having that opportunity to do that and to give a little bit of yourself for people that are in need, and whether it's, you know, locally, certainly, you know, we have a great affinity for the Western Carolina area, Western North Carolina area. We lived there. We coached at West Carolina University, and what they, you know, what those folks up there went through with the hurricane and things like that. And, you know, having that opportunity, recognizing that opportunity to say, you know, this is a way that I can help. This is a way that we can help. And, you know, Winthrop is part of this community, and we're proud to be. And our athletic department does a really nice job with that. Hopefully our program does as well. And so, you know, being a part of it, having the opportunity to be a part of it, promoting it, making sure people understand what it is and how beneficial it is. And so, anything, certainly that we can do to help with that. And, hopefully we're already on our way to helping as well. But I do think it's a small thing, but it can go such a long way with kids.
Great.
Well, people see leaders like yourself, your student athletes. If you're encouraging the community to come out and support them, they want to be able to support the community as well. And that's just a great synergy for sure.
And even if the kids aren't getting a toy, it's so great for other kids who look up to the teams to see, because they're still essentially kids too, but seeing the big kids be a part of a program like this, they want to do it as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think our kids are so, both good and bad, are so easily accessible now, right? With social media and everything else, you can get to our student athletes and you can get to know them in a different way because they're so easily accessible. And I'm seeing it through my fifth grade son, and it's like, and he's obviously close with our kids, but he follows other kids throughout the country, high school players, college players and things like that. And you can actually, see who they are as people. But if you see who they are as people and you get to know them a little bit and you spend time, there's kids in our locker room after every game, at all of our home games. And so you do get more of an intimate relationship. And I think in a time in college athletics, I know we've talked about this before, when everything is such a 1 year sort of contract and in and out, and it's not the same as it used to be, where 4 and 5 years you were spending time with a student athlete in the community and get to know them. We try to make sure we can offer that as quickly as possible, and then you get to see who they are, and they are. We have really, really good kids in our program, and so and they're about the right things, and I think you can sort of see that throughout a program such as this, throughout the things that our kids have been involved in, and some share a little more on social media than others, but it does. Hopefully, we're creating an environment with role models for local kids, for kids really across the country, because you can get to know them a little bit, and we take that very seriously.
And don't forget, as the coach just mentioned, win or lose, they open the locker rooms up, the locker room up after every game. The players will sign stuff. They'll take pictures. It is a really unique experience. So again, that starts with leadership at the top, and we certainly appreciate it. Well, here's to a great Thanksgiving holiday for you. Here's to a win tonight.
That's right.
For sure. Absolutely. And of course, just thank you so much for being involved with our Toys for Happiness campaign.
No, thank you so much for letting us be a part of it. I appreciate this happening.
All right. Don't be a stranger, though. You can come
That's
back
right.
anytime.
I would just say, don't tell me that. I would just show up sometimes.
We like that. We like that too.